Dave Yeager, the coach of the Kings in 60 minutes at 5:05. So we'll talk with him. Garrett Temple at 5:30 right here. Sports 1140, KHTK, Grant Napier, and Doug Christie. So the trade deadline is tomorrow. Will the Kings make another move? There was a rumor that Bojan Bogdanović was on Vlade's radar, but he has been traded to the Washington Wizards, so he's not available anymore. We'll have to wait and see whether or not a guy like Ben McLemore, you know, without, and you made a great point yesterday. I said, well, Kostas Koufos' name. And I said, but that doesn't leave the Kings with a lot of bigs. And you say, yeah, but you don't know what you'd get back in return. And you make a great point. You know, the Indiana Pacers apparently are not considering any trade involving Paul George. He kind of rumored that, you know, when he's a free agent after next season, he might look at going back to his home of Los Angeles and play for the Lakers. But right now, the Pacers don't look like they're going to be trading Paul George.
Well, how funny is that? Larry Bird and Magic Johnson at it again. I mean, you know, Boston and now the executives. But when you look at that, that's going to be Larry Bird convincing Paul George that I'm going to be able to put the right pieces around you to make this work. Jahlil Okafor, point guard, whatever it is. And I thought, you know, the move for what's the point guard's name? They just got Teague. I thought that was a good move. It hasn't worked out. And, you know, they got a good big in Miles Turner. So they have some pieces, but they're going to have to convince him. Or this could be a play, again, by an agent to say, you know, we need our money.
All right. Let's get to a few phone calls at 339-1140. And it's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Doug. How you guys doing?
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I want to thank you guys for the expertise. And I mean that with the utmost respect that you bring, and it helps educate me as, you know, just an avid sports fan and a big-time Kings fan, because I've been, you know, watching since the early 90s.
Well, we appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you.
And I'll, before you go on a rant, Grant, I really don't want to – I don't want to do that to you, but I want to give you a little different perspective, okay?
Please
do. Work with me here. And I've been on this roller coaster with the Kings for years. I mean, I believe that Doug's team got robbed of a championship because of the officials.
I agree.
We know the story behind that. But, you know, the ups and downs, here we stay, here we go. We're not sure what's going on. So, you know, as far as insight here, it's like we've had DeMarcus. We're big-time fans because, you know, he puts up so many numbers, right? We as people don't always get to see or hear or think like you guys are sitting courtside. I mean, you get such a different perspective. Doug's been in the game. He knows what goes on out there. We as fans, avid fans, we don't get to see all that bumping, that grinding, that pushing, the remarks that Cousins was saying to the officials. And so we didn't get that perspective per se. We just see, hear, and think what we want to think, Grant. So.
Okay, so your question is what, Eric? I don't mean to be rude here, but I need you to try to get to your point.
Yeah. Okay, so we rode this thing with DeMarcus, and we were set up. We heard that he was going to get a big contract extension. We heard that he was going to stay here. So we set our mindset up that here he stays, and then we kind of got blindsided. Here he goes. We have to – I realize I have to accept the fact that it is what it is, and I have to change my mindset around to – watching Kings basketball instead of DeMarcus basketball and the antics that he, but you know, it was very entertaining for us, Grant.
Hey, Eric, I hear what you're saying, but I also will tell you as a sports fan, there are no guarantees with players staying. LeBron James has played on different teams. And I mean, James Harden, one of the best players, has played on different teams. And you know what? It happens. It's part of sports. I mean, you know, look at all the trades you see in baseball. Look at all the trades you see in the National Football League with players to get, you know, I know as a sports fan, you want that, well, gee, this player is going to be here, that player is going to be there. That doesn't work that way in sports, Eric. It really doesn't.
Yes, sir. I understand that. But I feel like we were kind of set up and then blindsided. And it just kind of hurts a little bit because, I mean, you give your your applause to that person and you're rooting for him and you want him to change and you want him to be a better person. And I hope it works out for him. I think it will, actually. He's going to have to change.
Yeah.
And I understand as a sports fan, I have to change too. I have to get back to watching Kings and hoping that we win, hoping we turn this thing around.
Eric,
but right now I have to subside myself that we're not going to be as good a contenders right now.
The Kings are 24-33 with DeMarcus Cousins, okay? They're nine games under 500. There's 25 games left. Let's see what happens. Eric, you may be right.
Yep.
You may be wrong, but you know what? The games start tomorrow, so let's see what happens. I appreciate your call. You have a great rest of the day, all right?
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. I understand where he's coming from, you know?
Yeah.
I get how that can be confusing from a sports fan's perspective, but he certainly is someone that's watched a lot of sports. There are no guarantees. I mean, not to put you in an all-star category like DeMarcus, how many times were you traded?
Hell.
Right? How many?
Did I almost cuss on air just now?
Yeah, but you didn't.
I didn't. I don't know, Grant. A few. And you know what it is that is the roller coaster and the beauty of being a fan for a team that you go on a ride with them through the ups and the downs. That's what makes it emotional, and that what ultimately makes it special, Grant.
Clyde Drexler was traded. I mean, Charles Barkley was traded.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Go to the top.
I mean, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player ever. I mean, come on. You know what happens. All right. Why don't we get to some more phone calls, and we welcome Doug into the show. Doug, how are you this afternoon?
Good. Grant, Doug, how are you? Hey, let me just, because I know, Grant, we're kind of in different areas, and I just want to make my point and then get your point after that, but I just want to say this real quick. First, I want to ask Doug, back in the heyday when we had the good team and everything was together with Stojakovic, Bibby, Divac, who was, you know, kind of a good passer, but he wasn't a banger inside. We had Chris. To my knowledge, the only player that required a double team really back in that day was sometimes Stojakovic, but for the most part, Chris. Is that correct?
No, Vlade would require a double team if we passed the ball and he started doing his thing down low with his hook.
Okay.
And it depended on who was sticking him because there wasn't a lot of bigs. So, you know, maybe three guys. Yeah.
Okay, so role players, what I noticed watching those games back in the day, you picked up a lot of slack. Mike was not the best defender, but he was a great ball handler. He orchestrated the offense.
Listen, I don't mean to be rude, but we got to talk about 2017. What do you want to talk about current?
Because
you know what? Listen, I understand. We all know about that. What do you want to talk about this team?
Here's what I want to talk about. First of all, I'm still bothered by this DeMarcus thing. You're not. People have their own opinions, just like people have their own personal feelings.
I respect your opinion, and I respect the fact that you don't like it. I'm fine with that.
So, you know, Doug has his opinion. I have my opinion. Well, my point I'm sitting here making is, who do we go to now that requires a double team?
Well, you don't have a person on the team that is required that. That's the specialness of a DeMarcus Cousins. I said this many times on the air.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, you have to. That's part of having talent and all the different things that come along with it. Now it's going to be more of a team type of a thing. You're going to have to put people in pick and rolls and things like that that require help. You're going to have to figure out a way to facilitate what you need out there on the court.
Okay, so let me ask you this. My next question is, teams that are in the playoffs and teams that are making pushes and teams that are successful, like the Sacramento Kings, they have an all-star on their team. They have somebody who requires a double team. So my question is, why on earth do we think that this person that we had that created that? Let's take aside the attitude because we know it's there. We all agree with that. But some of us have a little bit more lenience for the other.
Doug, this isn't the roster forever. This is the roster for the next 25 games.
Okay, right. Okay, so let me ask you this because there's been a lot of saying, okay, DeMarcus's been toxic. DeMarcus this, DeMarcus that for the past years. Let me ask you, how many good players were wanting to come to the Sacramento Kings even before DeMarcus was here? Can you answer me that?
Over what period of time?
Ever since they started losing.
Well, they've lost for 10 years in a row, so that leaves a three-year window.
Okay, so three, 4 wins. So my point is not just DeMarcus. It's the culture and the organization. There's a lot of people did not want to come here and play, and it wasn't about DeMarcus.
Yeah, it was about DeMarcus, and you're wrong, and I'm sorry, but that's your opinion. I'm telling you, I know for a fact that many players refused to come here because they didn't want to play with DeMarcus. And the narrative about how everyone wants to play with DeMarcus is false. That's why nobody in the NBA went after him when he was available, because general managers don't want him in their locker room, and coaches don't want to coach him. Brad Stevens was asked just the other day, would you want to coach DeMarcus Cousins? He said no. That is the prevailing theme and thought around the NBA. And you know what, Doug? You can believe what you want, and you can say, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm a little bit closer to general managers, players, and coaches. And I'm telling you, Doug, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong.
Everybody has a right to their
opinion. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. It's a fact. Go ask any coach. Go ask general managers. They don't want him. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. I mean, there's a difference between opinion and fact. That's why the Kings have Buddy Hield and a first-round draft pick, Tyreek Evans and Langston Galloway. You have a 26-year-old three-time All-Star who's the best player in his position, and yet the vast majority of teams said, no, thank you. We don't even want to make a phone call. Fact. We'll be right back. Don't forget the coach of the Kings, Dave Yeager. He is going to be coming on at 5:05. Grant Napier, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
339-1140, 800-920-1140. Do you people think I just make this stuff up, that I would go on the air and say that players didn't want to play here? Do you know that when Jeff Petrie was the general manager, all of the exit interviews, all the players that he had exit interviews with told him they didn't want to play with DeMarcus Cousins? Do you know that when Pete D'Alessandro was here on his exit interviews, his players on his team all said that they don't want to play with DeMarcus? Do you think I'm making this stuff up, like I'm just pulling this stuff out of the hat? People need to wake up here, okay? You're not aware of what the real situation was. The real situation was the majority of players don't like playing with DeMarcus Cousins, okay? And the majority of coaches in the NBA don't want him on their roster. They don't want to deal with the headache. That is not my opinion. That is fact, all right? Open up your eyes and realize that it was time to move to Marcus Cousins. Now, has he gotten better? Yeah, he got better this year, all right? He got better. I'll tell you what area he got better in. He got better in the locker room. He got better in dealing with his teammates. Go ask Nick Stauskas what he thinks of DeMarcus Cousins. Go pull Nick Stauskas aside when he comes to Sacramento, or why don't you go to Philadelphia and go, hey, what do you think of DeMarcus? Go and wait till you see his reaction. All right? People need to wake up out there.
This is my thing, Grant. When you talk about general managers and exit interviews and them saying that, in my opinion, that is the problem. They shouldn't say that I don't want to be here because of that, because you should be able to control the atmosphere at which I'm coming to work in and make it conducive not only for winning, but all of that. And if you can't do that, then, of course, you have your opinion, and if you don't want to come, you don't want to come. But you shouldn't have somebody running everything, especially a player of that age and of that time in that situation. It should be controlled, and if anything, it should be maybe the coach. I don't want to come here because the coach is crazy and he's doing this, but not because of a player is making it like that. That's where the organization has to have the control.
All right, let's get to some more phone calls. 339-1140. Somebody says, so say these truths while the guy is still here. I did say that. I have been on record on this radio station while he was still a member of the Sacramento Kings at the end of a season. It may have been the end of last year or could have been the end of the year before, that players didn't like playing with him. Ask anybody that listens to my show on a regular basis. I have nothing to hide. Everything's out there. You can just do a little research. Go on KHDK.com, look at the podcast, and you'll hear me say it. All right? I don't make stuff up. All right. And again, I'm fine with people that don't like the trade. I'm fine with that. I get that. I'm not sitting here saying that everyone has to love the trade, and I'm not sitting here saying that everybody has to love what the Kings got back. I respect your opinion if you don't like it, but when you say something that is factually incorrect, I'm gonna tell you it's factually incorrect. But if I don't have a problem if you don't like the deal.
Yeah, and when you start talking about the deal, you know, I came in the first day and you told me, yeah, but we gotta let people vent, because once it's done, being in it and being of the NBA,
yep.
when it, it you you got to let it go. As much as I like DeMarcus, would love to see him, once that's done, now you got to start figuring out where you're going, what are you doing, introducing the new players, style of play, all these different – that's where you're at. And as tough as it is –
let me ask you this. Do you ever recall being in a locker room where a player that you really – like, it threw you for a loop, and that player was gone, and then you only have a day or two to react to get ready to go. Is that tough for players in the locker room?
Oh, it's extremely tough, Grant. I mean, do you remember calling me at home and how emotional I was?
Yeah, you cried on the phone.
Exactly.
Right. I do remember.
Because I was vested not only in Sacramento, but in the community, in the team. As soon as I got off, as soon as I packed my stuff, and as soon as I headed to the it is switches. And as hard as it is for you fans to understand that, so now imagine what the player goes through when those times come. Because you're seeing how they're like, I want to talk about it. And it's 2 days later, and I still want to vent and all that. And I'm looking at DeMarcus. He's at practice.
I was in the hospital room with Joe Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Klein's wife was in labor with their first child. Now, this is before cell phones and everything. And the nurse comes in and goes, Jerry Reynolds is on the phone for you. And Joe goes, I can't take the phone right now. She goes, you really should take this call. And Jerry notified him that he'd been traded to the Boston Celtics. And he's in with his wife. I believe it was a son is born. Joe Klein was with his newborn for 48 hours. Had to get on a plane and fly to Boston and did not see his wife or newborn for 5 weeks. Now, I know fans are going, well, gee, Grant, you know what? Sign me up for that kind of money and I'll leave my newborn and wife. That's not the point. The point is a lot of fans don't understand what happens when an athlete gets traded.
Yeah.
And it's not just them. You got a family, you got maybe kids, it's not as easy as it seems.
No, it's not. I mean, my kids are in school, you got things going on in the community. There are a lot of different variables, and especially and this is love to Sacramento. This is a great freaking community. When I say my family was you're invested, you're part of it, and it's special here. So that's why when you see DeMarcus on and he's crying, because as much as things may have been turbulent, he really has
he's attached
love.
To this community.
No,
absolutely.
No doubt about it.
And he's got all of his friends here, and this was his home. You know, this is where he lived. He was comfortable. This was a place that he loved and still does love.
And, you know, to your point in that story, wait till I see that damn Jerry Reynolds tomorrow.
Right? Way to go, Jerry. He'll tell you.
I know it.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't forget Dave Yeager at 5 o'clock right here on Sports 1140. Here in Doug Christie, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. And again, I want to say this for the people that are just joining us. I'm fine with people that don't like the deal. You know, I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just giving you my opinion based on my perspective and being around him on a daily basis for 7 years. If you don't like the trade, that's fine. I respect that. But I also hope that you understand he's not coming back, and the new Sacramento Kings are playing tomorrow. And you're either a Kings fan or you're not. If you don't like the trade, that's fine, but there's a game tomorrow as well.
Hey, well, what might make you happy, Grant, is listen to The Drive this week and score a pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi happening February 28, 2017 at Golden One Center. For more info, go to KHDK.com.
All right, let's move along. Let's get to some phone calls with KC. Hello, KC.
Grant, Doug, what's going on, man?
What's up?
KC, what's happening?
Not much, man. I just got to get on here and pick a little bone with you, man. Grant, last 72 hours, you've been doing this victory parade, running a smear campaign against DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, I've been just completely destroying his credility. You're exactly right.
No, you have. You've been running a smear campaign.
Yeah.
And stop. I'm asking you to just stop lying to the people.
Okay, like, I will. You know what? You caught me. I'll stop lying. You're right.
This trade was abomination, man.
Yep.
And you're sitting up here. The roster was already questionable with Cousins on the roster.
Correct,
they
it was.
They traded him away. It's the worst roster in basketball, man, and you failed to bring that up.
I would agree with you that the roster is not very good. No disagreement there. No disagreement that the roster is not that good.
You talk about nobody wanted DeMarcus Cousins. So, Jim Buss just got fired for not going after DeMarcus Cousins the other day. Phoenix had a deal on the table.
Yep, so did Orlando. That's four teams.
Buss is a great guy. and he was a great Sacramento King. But it's okay.
No, he wasn't a great Sacramento King. He was a toxic Sacramento King. He wasn't a great Sacramento King. And anybody that says that is freaking naive. You're naive as all hell.
Don't be condescending about it.
You're naive.
What I'm telling you is, he made a bad deal, and he rushed and he panicked.
Okay,
it's okay to say that, but
you—that's fine. No, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. You can say that. I don't have a problem with you disagreeing with the trade. I don't have a problem with you saying he panicked. I don't have a problem with any of that. But I do have a problem with you calling me up and telling me how DeMarcus Cousins was as a Sacramento King. I was around him every day for 7 years, and everyone that was around him will tell you the same damn thing.
Grant, what did I say about him being a Sacramento King? I said you're running a smear campaign. Did I say you were lying about him? No, I said you're
just doing my job, my friend.
And it's unfair because in the same breath, you halfway mentioned, oh yeah, he was a good guy.
He is a good guy.
But for 72 hours, you talked about how toxic he was. You said
he was toxic,
which was a lie. Which was a lie.
What? What's a lie?
The guy in L.A. just got fired for not going after
Okay,
him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I know what I'm saying is not a lie. It's the 100% truth.
That one has been speculated. Jim Buss got fired because he didn't go after DeMarcus or didn't consummate the deal with DeMarcus. That was speculated.
Yeah. Casey, I'm going to give you the last word. You were on hold for a long time, and I don't want to cut you off, so I'm going to give you the last word.
All I want, Grant, is I don't feel like you're being fair to the other side of this whole thing. Like, this team is bad, and they're going to be bad for a long time. There's no hope. They got a draft pick, but they haven't drafted well in a decade plus. Why should I be excited about this team?
KC,
I want you to tell me that.
This management has had two drafts, all right? They've had the draft of Willie Cauley-Stein, and they had the draft that was completed in June. So if you want,
can't even play in the NBA right now, Grant. They can't even play in the NBA.
I will say this, KC. There is probably not many guys in the draft, even at the top of the draft this year, that are playing in the NBA. You look at the kid who's the point guard in Minnesota. They're going to have to trade away.
You're talking about Chris Dunn?
Chris Dunn.
He can't even play.
And I thought he was a hell of a player. But
fifth player in the draft.
So that isn't – yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, if the draft got redid, Malachi Richardson would move way up the draft because –
Marquise Chris is getting minutes.
Yes, he is one. No doubt. No doubt.
But he's not doing anything.
But you needed to be able to, KC, at the same time, there were decisions prior to this that didn't allow for draft picks. So you needed to garner a cachet of players, and Vlade was able to do that.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
That.
I'm going to give all these rookies 3 years, and everyone last year that talked to us, KC, and I mean us, I mean fans, said that last year was a weak draft. And you know what? Based on a couple of months, they're all right. It was a weak draft.
All right, Grant. I kind of want the smear campaign to end.
Okay, but I don't think it's a smear campaign, KC. I don't think it's a smear campaign. But that's okay.
Calling them toxic at every turn. It's just, said it once 72 hours ago.
KC,
still saying it 3 days later. And
I've been saying it for I've been saying it for 6-7 years on this radio show. It's not like
you just said you wanted to move on.
Want to move on, KC, but
okay,
you just
say,
brought
hey,
it up.
Say, you, hey, he's not here no more. I wish him the best. Okay. Let's move on. But you got to justify everything every time, talking about how nobody wanted him, how toxic he was, and all this other stuff.
Well, I don't think it's a smear campaign. I'm answering people's questions, and I disagree with the previous caller. And I'll say one other thing, okay? I know you're not going to believe this, KC. But I wish him luck, too. I hope he does well because he is a good person. And I hope he finds the answer to be a better player on the court because that's his biggest issue. He has to figure out a way to manage his emotions and temper so it's not detrimental to the team.
Yeah, not player on the court.
Thanks, KC.
Emotions on the court because as a player on the court,
he's great.
Yeah, he was a damn good player.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about that. Yeah. The guy was what did I say 2 weeks ago? What did I say about him in 29 years of covering the Kings? How did I put him?
The most talented player that the Kings have ever had.
That's right. He's the most talented player that the Sacramento Kings have ever had. I said that. Doug didn't say that. You didn't say that. I said that. Now, Doug may agree with me. He may disagree. But I think that he's the most talented player that I've seen in my 29 years of doing Kings basketball.
When I think of DeMarcus, and this, you and fans already know how I felt about DeMarcus and what I thought maybe could have happened, he was a combination of Vlade Divac and Chris Webber. So if you want to look at that and you say, wow. Did you think about that? If you're talking about the smooth moves.
Which is unbelievable.
It's un-freaking believable.
Right. All right, hey, we got to switch here. Garrett Temple is now going to be coming on at 5:05.
Okay.
Dave Yeager at 5:30. So we're flipping them. Garrett Temple, 5:05. Dave Yeager at 5:30.
There you go. Okay. All right. That'll work.
All right. We have more phone calls to get to, and it is Jay. Hello, Jay.
Grant, what's up?
Jay, what's going on?
What's up, man? You know, I've been ride or die with DMC since he got here. I've known him since he was drafted here, and we all love the guy. You know, we're, as fans, we're all crushed. And, you know, I know you don't agree with the dishonesty from Vlade Divac, but, and you know, he said he wasn't going to trade DeMarcus, but it happened. And then I don't agree with you saying all these players were, said he's bad, you can get them off record. When Marcus Thornton just tweeted DeMarcus saying, congrats, big bro. In that locker room, you picked a handful of players, but if you get them on the record, then we're waiting.
Marcus Thornton hated playing with DeMarcus Cousins, and he told me that to my face when he was traded. And I don't care what he tweeted. I'm telling you, he hated playing with DeMarcus.
All right, and then let me say one more thing. Grant, you've been critical of all these players. You loved DeMarcus at one point. You've been flip-flop on that.
I love him as a player. He's unbelievably talented. He's a great player.
I've never been critical of the front office. I've been a fan for a long time.
Go back and listen to, hey, Chris, what year was that, Chris? December 30th, 2015. Go back and listen to my show from December 30th of, was it 14 or 15?
Grant, you
said I've never been critical of the front office. No. Listen to me. Go back to the podcast. Look it up online. December 30th, I think 2014, and hear what I had to say about the front office.
No, Grant, you be real with me. You're being dishonest now.
I'm not being dishonest. Go back and listen to the show. Listen to the first 20 minutes of the show.
You are dishonest. You were on DeMarcus's jock for a long time.
That's right, because he's toxic.
No, you said he's toxic. And you went on his thing saying, oh, the agent said, DeMarcus isn't going to sign here. It's a business, just like Vlade Divac did it as a business. None of us agree with that. But to say that...
Then don't go to the games. Boycott the damn team. Don't go to the games. Because you're right. Because you know what? Because you're right and I'm wrong. The guy that lives with the team every day has no idea what the hell he's talking about. But you, on the outside, know what's going on in the King's house, but I don't.
I'm in the inside. No, I've been on the inside.
Okay, great.
I know what's up. Grant, you've been about job protection.
If you're on the inside, then why are you arguing with me then?
When are you going to move on from bashing DeMarcus?
Jay. I'm moving on tomorrow because it's a game day and they have the new Sacramento Kings playing on, all right? But I'm not going to sit on the radio and stick up for a guy that dragged this team down through the doldrums. I'm not going to do it.
They were 1.5 out of the eighth seed.
They're 24-33, Jay. Let's wake the hell up.
Let's wake the hell up.
They're 24-33, Jay. They're not 33-24. They're 24-33. Come on now.
Grant, come on, man. You got to respect DeMarcus Cousins at least leaving here then. We didn't get a thank you out of you. We didn't get that.
You didn't get a thank you out of me? Go read Joe Davidson's story. Wait a minute.
I read all your tweets.
Go read my comments that were published in the Sacramento Bee. If you don't think...
for a Kings player.
Go read my comments in Joe Davidson's story in the Sacramento Bee and then call me back and tell me that I didn't give him some nice parting well wishes. You want me to bring it up and read it for you? I'll be happy to if you want me to.
Jay is gone.
He's gone?
Yes.
Ready to go?
I think Jay hung up, Grant. You're on one there, buddy.
I'm not gonna have someone call up and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about when I know what I'm talking about in this particular situation.
You know, the funny thing is people are asking to move on, and this is something that when I came in as being a player, I came in immediately, and you had to tell me, Doug, you got to hold on for a second. We can't move on yet because you have to allow the fans to vent. So people are saying move on, but they're the ones that are calling in.
I would love
wanting
to move on.
Wanting to talk about it. So you got to. I mean, that's part of it.
You know what? I would love to move on. I really would. By the way, we are going to be moving on in a little while with the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Dave Yeager, at 5:30. And then we are going to have Garrett Temple before that at 5:05. I hope we get good news from Garrett Temple, you know?
Yes. I would anticipate that they, you know, trend more on the side of apprehension with him just to make sure, because this isn't the first time it's happened. This is something that has happened to Garrett before, and it happened more severe. So sometimes you can get a little tweak, and then if you go too far, it can turn into something really big. So unless he's feeling it, if he's feeling it, all for it.
All right. Let's get to Cindy. Cindy, good afternoon, and welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you both today?
You know what? I'm hanging in there. It's been kind of a rough day, but you know what? We're getting through it. It's going to be good. We got Kings basketball tomorrow, so it could be worse.
Yep. And I got to tell you, the entire station, top to bottom, you guys have done an amazing job this week. I love you no matter what, but this week has just been top caliber work. Thank you. Wanted to let you know, I agree with you, Grant, for the first time in my life, and I think I'm in shock.
That's very funny.
I was done 2 years ago, but here's the deal.
Yep.
Your guys' job is to present and to promote the team in a way that it's sports entertainment that we enjoy, okay? So I don't have a problem with anything that you've said in the last 6.5 years, and here's why. You're supposed to put a good spin on it. That way I want to listen and watch, okay? I'm a manager of a small business, and I got to tell you, at some point you need to go, I'm done. And I think what happened was Lottie may have gotten VVOX approval. Something happened at All-Star. They took advantage of it, and Lottie is going to take this in the shorts. But in the end, sometimes you just got to cut that off and move on. And I think we're all going to move on. But it's been really interesting to hear the passion this week, whether you agree or disagree with what happened. And so, in a way, I totally agree with you, Grant, and I think you've held yourself up. I don't have a problem with what you say. You present the sports, you do a great job, and your opinion is always there. You just have to listen to hear you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything you guys are doing, and I'll keep listening.
Well, that's great, and I'm glad that you will keep listening.
You know, interestingly enough, Cindy mentioned something about Vlade, and moves like this, Grant, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it takes a lot of balls to step out and say, okay, I'm going to go for it, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to change it, and I'm going to try to make it happen. And I take my hat off to Vlade for stepping out and saying, this is the direction. Here we go, guys. And doing it, knowing that it was going to be a very, to use a word, toxic situation on both sides, and people weren't all going to agree. But ultimately, I said this, and you commented as well, Grant, that the one thing that we all have in common is we want to see the Sacramento Kings win. And that is the one thing that all Kings fans should lay their hat on.
Do you mind if I just read this because for that last caller?
Fire in the
Here's
hole.
A quote. In the Sacramento Bee, for me. They traded their most talented player, who has not helped them win enough. It has not worked. The Kings are going in a different direction. I don't know why that's so difficult to understand. At the end of Joe Davidson's column, quote for me, off the court, Cousins is A+. Our community will miss him. His heart and generosity is top shelf. But the Kings were not paying him to be great in the community, though they appreciated it. They were paying him to be great on the floor. Okay? Mm-hmm. So for those of you that think that, like, I'm not, you know, giving him credit where it's due, that I hate the guy, that couldn't be further from the truth. I told you privately
yes.
that, you know, I like him. I think he's a very good person. But you know how I feel him on the floor. I don't know why fans can't separate the two. There's the DeMarcus Cousins off the floor, and there's the DeMarcus Cousins on the floor. Why is that so hard to understand?
You know, knowing you and then being here, and I wasn't here for all the 7 years, so it's a lot of that I'm not privy to, and I try to judge situations on what I see and what I'm experiencing. So the one thing that you always said was, Doug, it's not his play. He's a fantastic player. Off the court, he's exemplary. So we put that aside. But the on the court, only the chirping at the officials, the technical fouls, those type of things is where you and most people who criticized DeMarcus had the problem. I was always of the mindset that is totally something that is fixable. And I wasn't here for all those years. And many people have said, look, Doug, you're just barking right up the wrong tree. I'm not a person that gives up that way, but that's me.
No, you're right. All right. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Why don't we move to John? Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Grant. And, Doug, you guys are doing a great job today. And
thank you for listening.
You guys are rocking. I just drove through a huge freak snowstorm in Yuba City, if you can believe it. And now the sun's bright. And I think that kind of encapsulates the day for you guys. So,
yeah.
The future is bright. And, look, I was DeMarcus's biggest supporter, and I think the organization was too, because, as Grant so well articulated, he is the most talented player that's ever wore a Kings uniform. The unfortunate side is, doesn't know how to win. They gave him 7 long years. The organization, that just wears on everybody when you're putting up with all the on-court stuff that went on. And fans don't like that. Fans don't like sitting there with their kids and DeMarcus coming over cussing at everybody in the huddle or flipping off fans. That stuff's not going to cut it. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back and gave Vladdy, you know, the green light to do what he needed to do for the long term. It's a shame it didn't work out here for DeMarcus. I hope he learns from it. But at the end of the day, the organization had to make a decision, and they made it. And there's no going back. And I do know some people within the league that are personnel people, and Grant is exactly right. Nobody wants to touch that guy. And in the right situation, as your third dog, your second dog with a real strong ego, good person around him who can keep him under control, probably a great fit for somebody and probably will be. But that's not the case in Sacramento right now. And you guys are nailing it, and I hope people realize that the future will be bright for Sacramento. Just give it time.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hey, you can watch the game tomorrow with Sports 1140 at Molten Mass, 715 K Street. The Kings and the Denver Nuggets. And again, we'll be at Molten Mash to watch it. Join the KHTK Street Team from 5:30 to 7:30. And hey, you can win some awesome prizes. Let's get to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
You know, I'm sorry. I apologize if you brought this up earlier. But, you know, watching with that Vladi Divac press conference and everything, and there's an 800-pound elephant in the room that Damon Barling wasn't on his program today.
We addressed that earlier in the show. We addressed it, and I'm not addressing it again. Thanks for the call. Let's get to Russell. Hello, Russell. How are you? Hey, Russell.
Russell, you out there?
Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
You're on air, baby.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that growing up in Los Angeles, I'm a Rams fan, and I moved up here 20-plus years ago, and I'm a Kings fan just because of the fans and the team and all the great years, and I'm a fan. But I'm just tired of losing. I've been rooting for the Rams so long, and they've been stinking so long, and I've been rooting for the Kings, and we haven't had a winner in so long. It just gets so frustrating. So,
hey, the Cubs just won a World Series.
And that's what makes fandom special, to be honest with you. It's it's when it comes around for you, you get to rock and roll.
Guess what? The Cavaliers and the Cubs just won titles last year. Does that help you at all, Russell?
It gives me a little bit of hope. So I totally understand the whole sports business, and I was surprised, as everyone, shocked about that the trade went down the way it did, but I'm not angry. I'm hopeful. So I just wanted to chime in and say, I'm hopeful because change is here regardless. So I'll be continuing to support. You know, maybe it'll take a few more years, but I'll keep supporting and just, I'm just excited about something different because it's been the same old. So that's all I wanted to say is I'm excited about the change.
Thank you, Russell. You have a good rest of the day. Let's get to Edward here on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Good afternoon, guys. You know, it's possible that everybody's right here. And what I'd like to do is address both of you individually and see if that's possible. Can I start with you, Doug?
Anytime, Edward. Right. Fire in the hole.
I'm going to give you the tougher job because you seem a little more on an even keel today. You're going to have Garrett Temple on. I just read an article. They were not quotes, but the writer of the article said that Temple, Tolliver, and Ty Lawson had all expressed that they were really sorry to see him go. They really loved playing with DeMarcus. So I'm wondering if it would be fair to ask him that kind of a question while also giving him the chance to say, I'd rather not comment on that now. I'd rather comment on that after the dust has settled. And maybe we'll get an idea, because it's possible that Grant's right, that a lot of people were, he was toxic to a lot of teammates. My God, Dante Green, he hated DeMarcus.
Well, he only punched him in the face, but other than that, he liked him.
Yeah. But didn't Doug or Bobby punch somebody in a game one time, too?
Yeah, Doug punched Rick Fox.
You guys want to bring up old stuff.
And it was beautiful. Hey, Edward, they're actually the players in the locker room this year. Particularly the ones you just mentioned, actually don't have a problem playing with DeMarcus Cousins. And I've made many comments this year that was his big improvement, is that he became a better teammate this year. And I noticed that back. I made the comment the first time during the preseason when I was doing the games on radio with Gary Gerald, and I pointed out that his demeanor with his teammates this year was much better, and I pointed that out throughout the year. So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, good. Well, Well, then, and I'm glad we got a chance to get a kind of a balanced opinion
sure.
of him out there, because I don't doubt you that, except the one thing I'm a little not so sure about.
Sure.
Is, didn't you yesterday say that Jeff Petrie wanted to trade DeMarcus?
Yes, he would have traded him the summer that he was fired. He would have traded DeMarcus Cousins. That is correct.
So don't you think it's possible, I'm not saying it happened, don't you think it's possible that Jeff Petrie was telling you that the players hated playing with him, because if he did trade him and took heat, you'd be sure to say, you know, I know.
Jeff Petrie never told me that. It was somebody else in the front office that was very privy to the exit interviews. Jeff Petrie never told me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But no, he would have traded DeMarcus. And Edward, we got to get to a break because we have Garrett Temple in, the coach, coming on. But always good to hear from you, Edward. When we come back, Garrett Temple, and then following him, we'll have Dave Yeager right here on Sports 1140.